This is Lauren Bond, and welcome to Dub Labs Out There. Imagine a soundscape that not only stimulates your auditory senses, but also connects us with the more than human world. Metabolic Sonic's groundbreaking practice, in which we have literally broken through the concrete of the LA River, fuses the machine with the biological.
Number of people who died in Tower 1?
1,402.
Number of people who died in Tower 2?
614.
Number of people lost at Cantor Fitzgerald?
658.
Number of World Trade Center companies in the towers?
128.
Number of people who died in Tower 1?
1,402.
Number of people who died in Tower 2?
614.
Number of people lost at Cantor Fitzgerald?
658. Number of U.S. troops killed in Operation Enduring Freedom?
2,343.
Number of countries whose citizens were killed?
115.
Ratio of men to women who died?
3 to 1.
Age of the greatest number who died? Between 35 and 39.
Bodies found intact.
291.
Remains found.
21,906.
Number of families who got no
names. 1,717.
Estimated units of blood donated to the New York Blood Center.
36,000.
Total units of donated blood actually used.
258.
Number of people who lost a spouse or partner in the attacks?
1,609.
Estimated number of children who lost a parent?
3,051.
Percentage of Americans who knew someone hurt or killed in the attacks?
20%. Number killed in attacks in New York?
753.
Number of firefighters and paramedics killed?
343.
Number of NYPD officers killed?
23.
Number of Port Authority police officers killed?
37.
Number of firefighters on leave for respiratory problems by January 2002.
300.
Number of FDNY vehicles destroyed.
98.
Number of funerals attended by Rudy Giuliani in 2001.
200.
FDNY retirements January through July 2001. 274. FDNY retirements from January to July 2002.
661.
Tons of debris removed from site.
1.8 million.
Days, fires continue to burn after the attack.
99.
Jobs lost in New York owing to the attacks.
146,000.
Days the New York Stock Exchange was closed.
Six.
Point drop in the Dow Jones Industrial Average when the New York Stock Exchange reopened.
684.81. Photo number of civilian rights complaints reported to the Council on American Islamic Relations nationwide 2002-2008.
12,962.
Days after 9/11, that the U.S. began bombing Afghanistan.
26.
Estimate of Afghani refugees from the 20-year war is
2.6 million.
Estimate of Afghani citizens forced to flee their homes but still remaining within Afghanistan.
3.5 million.
Percentage of Afghani amputees due to war.
10%.
Estimate of future Afghani refugees to evacuate the country by the end of 2021.
500,000.
At the war's peak in 2010, the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
100,000.
Following year, the U.S. killed Al-Qaeda's leader, Osama bin Laden, who had been living in Abbottabad, Pakistan.
Economic loss to New York in the month following the attacks.
105 billion.
Estimated cost of cleanup. 600 million. Total FEMA money spent on the emergency. 970 million. Estimated amount donated to 9/11 charities. 1.4 billion.
Estimated amount of insurance paid worldwide related to 9/11.
43.2 billion.
Estimated amount of money needed to overhaul Lower Manhattan subways. 7.5 billion. Amount of money granted by U.S. government to overhaul Lower Manhattan subways.
4.5 billion.
Estimated amount of money raised for funds dedicated to NYPD and FDNY families.
500 million.
Percentage of total charity money raised going to FDNY and NYPD families.
25.
Average benefit already received by each FDNY and NYPD widow. 1 million.
1 million.
Percentage increase in law school applications from 2001 to 2002.
17.9.
percentage increase in Peace Corps applications from 2001 to 2002.
40.
Percentage increase in CIA applications from 2001 to 2002.
50. Number of songs Clear Channel Radio considered inappropriate to play after 9/11.
150.
Number of documentary films produced citing 9/11 as primary subject.
38.
Number of narrative films.
26.
Apartments in Lower Manhattan eligible for asbestos cleanup.
23,000.
Number of apartments whose residents have requested cleanup and testing. 4,167.
Number of Americans who changed their 2001 holiday travel plans from plane to train or car.
1.4 million.
Estimated number of New Yorkers suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of 9/11.
422,000.
Part 2. For this section, 1 to 2 voices should recite each sentence in its entirety. Try to find a rhythm and relationship with your partner that feels comfortable, pleasurable even. Imagine something weightless, slowly being tossed ever so carefully back and forth between you. How does it move through the sky? Perhaps you are both standing in a park and it's daylight, but everything is unfolding so slowly, almost silently, except for this unique sound you are making here together. And as you voice the words, think about the sonic structure of your own name. Hear it in your mind. How does it sound? Become aware that every number in this text correlates to a human being. Sit with that notion. Let it hang in the air around you. Imagine the sound of a slow and quiet rain falling on grass.
Of these, 2,726
killed
upon
impact,
2,103,
77%
were
males,
and
623,
23%
were
females.
The
median
age
of
the
victims
was
39.
Range
2 to 85
years.
3
persons
were
under
5
and
3
were
older
than
80.
Of the
2,726 who
died, 1,659
were white,
males.
407 were
white females.
177 were
Hispanic males.
81 were
Hispanic females.
136 were
black males.
79 were
black females.
122 were
Asian / Pacific Islander
male, and
54 or 2% were
API females.
1,837, 67% of
Those who lost
their lives had
graduated from college
or had post-graduation
education, 2,158 or 79%,
were born in
the 50 U.S.
states compared with
59% of the
NYC population, 568.
21% decedents were
born outside the
50 states, including
the United Kingdom,
India, Puerto Rico, the
Dominican Republic, and
Japan. By place
of residence, as
reported on the
death certificates, 1,169.
43% decedents were
residents of NYC.
593, 22% were
residents elsewhere in
New York State.
And 654, 25%
were residents of
New Jersey. A
total of 27,
1% were residents
of foreign countries.
The most recent estimated
is that 900,000 have
died in the so-called
war on terror. Over
335,000 civilians have been
killed in direct violence by
all parties to these conflicts.
10% of the
people in Afghanistan are amputees.
Over 7,000 U.S. soldiers
have died in the wars.
We do not know
the full extent of how
many U.S. service members
returning from these wars
became injured or ill
while deployed.
Many
times more have
died indirectly in these wars
due to malnutrition,
damaged infrastructure, and
environmental degradation.
Many
deaths
and
injuries
among
U.S.
contractors
have
not
been
reported
as
required
by
law.
But
it
is
likely
that
approximately
8,000
have
been
killed.
21 million
Afghan,
Iraqi,
Pakistani,
and
Syrian
people
are
living
as
war
refugees
and
internally
displaced
persons
in
grossly
inadequate
conditions.
The U.S.
government is
conducting counterterror
activities in
85 countries,
vastly expanding
this war across
the globe.
The wars
have been
accompanied by
erosions in
civil liberties
and human
rights at
home and
abroad.
The human
and economic
costs of
these wars
will continue
for decades,
with some
costs such
as the
financial costs
of U.S.
veterans care
not peaking
until mid-century.
Part 3. Each voice should step forward here and sound each paragraph below, as if raising a hand gently to feel the warmth of the sun after a long time in the cold. Consider the unique sound of each sonic article that is made audible, something like a fingerprint, and how we hold the history of our lives and experience in sound we make. Try to remember back to the first words you learned as an infant. Try to hear those sounds in your mind now as you take in the data and figures described. Picture waves moving forth and receding on a beach. How are humans like water? And how do we embody waves throughout life?
U.S. funding of reconstruction efforts in Iraq and Afghanistan has totaled over $199 billion. Most of those funds have gone towards arming security forces in both countries. Much of the money allocated to humanitarian relief and rebuilding civil society has been lost to fraud, waste, and abuse.
Estimates on the cost of the Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Syria wars totals about $6.4 trillion.
This does not include future interest costs on borrowing for the wars, which will add an estimated $8 trillion in the next 40 years.
Both Iraq and Afghanistan continue to rank extremely low in global studies of political freedom.
Women in Iraq and Afghanistan are excluded from political power and experience high rates of unemployment and war widowhood.
Compelling alternatives to war were scarcely considered in the aftermath of 9/11 or in the discussion about war against Iraq. Some of those alternatives are still available to the U.S.
In 2001, the U.S. spent $22.9 billion. The United States attacked the Taliban for hiding al-Qaeda's leader, Osama bin Laden.
When the Taliban lost power in December 2001 and Hamid Karzai became interim administration head, that same month, ground troops pursued bin Laden into the Afghan foothills. He escaped to Pakistan on December 16, 2001.
In 2002, the U.S. spent $16.9 billion. Bush shifted his focus from bin Laden after receiving intelligence in October 2002 that Iraq's leader Saddam Hussein was building weapons of mass destruction.
In 2003, the U.S. spent $72.5 billion. In November, Congress passed the Homeland Security Act, which created a standalone cabinet-level department to coordinate terrorism intelligence. It unified 22 agencies that handled domestic security.
The United States launched the Iraq War on March 19th. The Hussein regime fell in April. The new goal in Afghanistan was to end U.S. involvement and turn it over to NATO's peacekeeping mission.
In 2004, the U.S. spent $90.8 8 billion. The war in Iraq escalated to control insurgents. Photos revealed torture at the Abu Ghraib prison. Afghanistan created a constitution while bin Laden threatened another terrorist attack. Afghanistan held its first free presidential election.